by Marco Lindrus. Old lady, the morning lingered in the fog. I walked along the Boulevard de la Madeleine toward the old opera and went to the same café as the previous morning. I ordered an English breakfast with a café Americano, which was basically a double espresso, a fried egg with toast, and a pat of hard butter. The cocky waiter didn't give me a smile, although I was sure she remembered me. I had been generous with tips, sat at the same table for several days, and always ordered the same thing. The choice of table was influenced by the view of the busy street. Next to the cafe on the sidewalk, there was a discount, market-style sales counter where you could get cheap household necessities for every need. Towels, bags of all sizes, toys, electrical supplies, socks, underwear, or even an old-fashioned table clock. It was like a little flea market. The woman wore a lace-trimmed jacket, a black-brimmed hat, a large red leather bag, patterned shoes, a scarf pleated over her hand with long rainbow-colored fringes, and a ruffle on her collar. The overall tone was dark. I had never seen an elderly person so dignified and beautiful. Her clothes seemed to be from the 50s, perhaps even before that, custom-made and unique. Probably a top designer's creation of the time, made from the best materials that still held their shape. It was as if this elderly person had stopped time at some moment and lived only in it, not caring about the changes in the world. The outfit was like morning attire, to which over time, colored streaks of life had returned without losing the memory they sanctified. The woman's body language was not submissive, but dignified, aristocratic, and self-consciously intellectual. What she had allowed for her dress, she had already allowed for her memories. Her large gold earrings told this to everyone. I forgot about the breakfast and egg brought by the waiter while observing the woman. The delicious soft yolk had cooled into a sticky lump, and the cold coffee tasted bad. The waiter watched from her spot by the door, staring at my forgotten breakfast and realizing the reason. When she noticed I saw her, she came over to me and said in a low voice,
"She comes every weekday and buys something small. We call her Emily. She always wears that same ancient outfit, with lots of black and a brimmed hat."
I answered, "I think she lost her fortune and her husband a long time ago. All she has left is a large apartment, a small pension, and children who knows where. Maybe she also had a spectacular career in fashion or the arts, or maybe just as a seamstress. First, an invitation-filled pre-World War II social life, then the occupation and shortages." The waiter enthusiastically joined my imaginative game.
"The items Emily buys are the cheapest rubbish, meant for the Algerians living at the top of the street and black people from the colonies. She is a woman for whom one could imagine a wide range of life stories and historical realities. Probably her true story overcomes them all."
The waiter smiled with a melancholy glimmer in her eyes, as if she were in love with her own thoughts. She cleared the breakfast at the same time and said she'd bring a new portion if I promised to eat it right away. Our kindred souls, both poetic with associations, had met. I still wonder how everyday life is never as romantic as our fantasies. Wars are cruel and big cities are relentless. I'm sure if I went to stand next to Emily, the smell of urine from incontinence underwear would waft into my nose.